This is Your Legal Rights. I'm Chuck Finney. On this segment of the program, we're talking about criminal law. We're focusing on legal ways to clean up a criminal record. My guests are specialists in criminal law certified by the California Board of Legal Specialization, Christopher Morales, whose office is in San Francisco, and Jeffrey Hayden, whose office is in Redwood City. Jeff is also president-elect of the San Mateo County Bar Association. Funding for this segment of Your Legal Rights is made possible by the California Board of Legal Specialization of the State Bar, which certifies 11 fields of law: criminal law, appellate law, bankruptcy law, estate planning, trust and probate law, family law, franchise and distribution law, immigration and nationality law, taxation law, workers' compensation law, legal malpractice law, and admiralty and maritime law. Additional funding for Your Legal Rights is made possible by the Family Law Section of the State Bar, the Trusts and Estate Section of the State Bar, and the Lawyer Referral Service of the Bar Association of San Francisco. Well, I welcome both of you to the program. It's wonderful to have you here. Chris, it's many years since you've been on the program, and I'm going to give you the chance to talk first, if you would. About expungement. Would you talk about that, please?
Yes, thanks for having me on, Chuck. And cleaning up criminal records, that's really one of the fun parts of my job. Mostly young folks make mistakes in their late teens and early 20s, and there's no reason to live with that criminal record if there's a way to clean it up. So one tool that we use is expungements. And an expungement, if you were placed on probation and you successfully completed probation, did all the things that the judge asked you to do, pay your fines, do some jail time, stay out of trouble, then you are eligible for an expungement. And an expungement softens the effect of the conviction. It does not erase it, but it softens the effect. And so once an expungement is granted, what will show up on your criminal record is the conviction will still show up, but right underneath it, it'll say that the judge allowed you to withdraw your guilty plea, and then the judge dismissed the case in the interest of justice. And so if you have to explain your conviction to an employer, you can certainly point out to them that later on the case was dismissed. And expungements are a necessity if you want to get a state license in California. So if you want to be a nurse, a real estate broker, insurance broker, lawyer, doctor, you have to have your misdemeanor expunged. So as soon as your probationary period is over, hire an attorney or go to your local public defender's office or go to the clerk's office and get that conviction expunged.
Do you feel that the average non-lawyer can do this adequately and that there's a high percentage of people who do it on their own successfully, or is it really not using the best resources of trying to accomplish an expungement? In other words, should you really have an attorney?
Well, it's helpful to have an attorney because they know exactly what to do. They'll charge you a fee,
Of course,
but it'll get done. If you want to do it yourself and save the fee, you're going to have to do some research. You may want to go to your local library. Some public defender offices, like in San Francisco, have a clean slate program. It's a terrific program. So you can just call the public defender's office and make an appointment, and they will help you walk. They'll walk you through the process. Also, some probation offices will help you, adult probation, so you can go there. So there's lots of resources for you to either do it yourself or to get some help. And you can always hire an attorney to do it.
Now, recently, we did a debate on Proposition 47, which has passed by California voters. The people who voted actually passed it. However, what we're talking about tonight is not Prop 47. We're talking about something separate from that. Is that right?
That's correct. Prop 47 is a different animal. And right now, we're talking about what you do after you have already been convicted. That's where the expungement comes in.
What about if you have a felony? Does expungement deal with felonies at all?
So, yes, you can get your felony expunged also. As long as you finish probation and do all the things that the judge wanted you to do, you can apply for an expungement for a felony. Now, if you are convicted of a felony and you go to state prison and not placed on probation, you may not expunge your conviction.
Oh, really?
But if you are placed on probation and did a county jail sentence, then you can you can expunge your felony, it's a good thing to do.
Well, one of the things I want to let the listeners know who are listening to us live, and we are live in the Bay Area for a full hour. We're live on the internet at www.klw.org for a full hour. The first half hour is the statewide version of the program, which is recorded and sent out to about 15 other stations that carry it next week. But what I want to let those of you who are listening live is that we will be taking some calls in the second half hour, and I'll give you that phone number as we get down to the half hour here. So please, if you have questions, comments, concerns in the area of trying to clean up a criminal record, please understand if you're listening to us, you will be able to call in and talk with my guests on the air. I know there's also, Jeff, did you have any comments that you wanted to make with respect to expungement here?
Sure. You asked Chris Morales if it would be a good idea for somebody seeking expungement to come in with a lawyer or if it's something they could do themselves.
Yes.
And everything Chris said I agree with, but I would add that as the case becomes more serious, it's more likely you would want a lawyer to help you.
Mm-hmm.
It's pro forma almost on an infraction. As a misdemeanor, it gets a little trickier, but it's still pretty easy. Mm-hmm. When you start getting into felonies, mm-hmm. or you had hiccups along the way.
What do you mean by hiccups along the way?
You had a probation violation. You didn't pay all of your fines during probation, even though you performed well and they looked the other way.
Yeah.
If your record isn't stellar going through probation, then the judge has some discretion. They could still grant it, but they don't have to grant it. And that's when you want the help of a lawyer to come in, make a good case why they should give it to you. With a felony, a judge may want to do it and they may not want to do it. And again, bringing a lawyer that could put in terms the judge is accustomed to seeing why the interest mm-hmm. of justice would be served by giving you that relief mm-hmm. is mm-hmm. something that you could use help to have a better likelihood of success.
I know there's a penal code 17B for boy or 17D for dog that comes into play into this situation of trying to clean up your record. Chris, what are those? What do they do and how do they work?
Chuck, 17B motions are very powerful tools to help clean up your record. So if you are convicted of a felony and this felony could have been charged as a misdemeanor, then you can petition the court to reduce the felony to a misdemeanor.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just no reason to go through life as a convicted felon if you can get it reduced to a misdemeanor, such as grand theft felony, that can be reduced to a misdemeanor. And so 17B motions are very powerful. And again, if you complete probation successfully, and again, if you go to state prison, then the felony lives on as a felony forever.
Mm.
But if you are given a probationary sentence...
Which means you don't go to state prison.
Means you don't go to state prison. If there's any jail time, you do it locally in the county jail. Then you can petition the court to reduce it to a misdemeanor. Now, that's discretionary with the judge, so it's not an automatic thing. But Jeff makes a great point. Maybe it's good to hire an attorney because the attorney can help persuade the judge to either grant the expungement or to reduce the felony to a misdemeanor. You can provide the judge with some supporting documentation if you've gone back to school, if you've gone to drug or alcohol rehab. You can present to the judge letters of recommendation from people in the community. So it may be a good idea to hire an attorney just to make sure that it gets done and that you have mm-hmm. your best chance of getting that felony reduced to a misdemeanor. Now, 17D motions along the same lines, there are some misdemeanors that can be reduced to infractions. And again, this is a very powerful tool, especially for immigrants, Chuck, because if you are an immigrant and you want to adjust your status, let's say you're a permanent resident, you want to become a citizen, maybe you have a visa and you want to become a permanent resident. If you have a misdemeanor on your record, that may prevent you from adjusting your status or may hinder the process in immigration court.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can get that misdemeanor reduced to an infraction, that will help a lot, because in federal court, in federal immigration court, they do not recognize infractions as convictions. Mm. The reason being, when there's an infraction, you do not have the right to a jury trial.
Oh.
And so the federal government doesn't really count that infraction as a conviction, since you do not have that right. Mm-hmm. So it's really important for anybody to get their misdemeanor reduced to an infraction if they can, but especially for immigrants.
Ah. Let's do this. Marijuana convictions. There have been lots of marijuana convictions. And what do people do with respect to that, to try to help them? The major thing that I think is of significance to people, aside from the immigration example you've just given, is that these convictions can prevent people from getting jobs. They can prevent people from getting professional licenses, which you just mentioned, Chris. What do you do if you've got a marijuana conviction?
Another thing it does also is, if you're under 21 and you plead to a marijuana case, even as an infraction, you're going to lose your driver's license for a year.
Wow. So what do you do? Okay, so you've got a marijuana conviction on you. I suppose it makes a difference between a misdemeanor or a felony.
Well, marijuana for personal use, if it's under an ounce, is an infraction now.
Okay.
What does an infraction tell you? It means you don't get a court-appointed lawyer.
Uh-huh.
So you either walk in with somebody you've hired, or you walk in by yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's okay, because we're not going to give you jail time. We didn't give you jail time before.
Mm-hmm.
But you can lose your license for a year, and they don't necessarily warn you of that. You should know there's some outlets. In some counties, you can get diversion, where maybe with a plea or maybe without a plea, they set it aside for a year and a half, let you complete drug classes or something, and come mm-hmm. back, and mm-hmm. your case will be dismissed, and you will never have been convicted. You don't lose your license.
Mm-hmm.
You may have options such as that. It varies from county to county, but there's usually some outlet to avoid your having that. And at a minimum, ask around. Find out what your options are. There's always relief valves out there, and if you don't avail yourself of them, it's often very hard to undo that suspension before it starts.
When you say, Jeff, ask around, for people who are not lawyers and are not in the legal system, who are they going to ask around to?
By way of example, every single county bar in the Bay Area has a lawyer referral service.
Now, remember, this is a statewide program.
Absolutely.
Would that apply throughout California?
I can't say every single bar in California. I would be very surprised to hear of a county bar in California that doesn't have some information service, usually a lawyer referral service. And what they typically do is, for a very, very small fee, $20, $30 is the going rate in the Bay Area, $30, $35. Other parts of the state, it's as low as $20. But for a limited amount of money, you can get a consultation with a lawyer that works in that area of law
mm-hmm.
for a good half hour or so.
Yeah, yeah.
And something like this, to ask them, hey, how do I save my driver's license? How do I make it so I can get this off my record later? It's time well spent.
Chris, what comments do you have about this?
Chuck, I always recommend folks hire a certified specialist in whatever area it is, mm-hmm. whether it's mm-hmm. family law, immigration, workers' comp, or criminal. Board-certified specialists, in my opinion, are at the top of the heap, and they do the best job. They've already been vetted by the state bar.
They go through two bar exams, and they have to have practiced a certain number of years, and they have to have, I guess, the recommendation by a number of people to the California Board of Legal Specialization, don't they?
That's correct. They have to jump through a lot of hoops, and in my experience, they're at the top of their game. So mm-hmm. a consumer can go to the State Bar of California website and go to Legal Specialization, and there'll be a list of attorneys in their particular county that are certified, board-certified specialists in whatever area of the law they're looking for, criminal, family, immigration.
Any one of the 11. Let me give that website right now to you in case you're interested in contacting. And by the way, there is a statewide number that you can call also to find out in your area who the certified specialist may be. And that's 415-538-2100, 415-538-2100. If you go to the State Bar's website, which is www.calbar.ca.gov, go to the left of the screen and look for legal specialists, and you'll find out in your geographic area who the specialists are in any one of the 11 fields that you may be interested in. And that's a great way to try to get some help. I think it's probably also the fact that most legal specialists, and correct me if I'm wrong, both of you, but I think with some exception, most certified specialists for an initial consultation will charge a fee, will they not? Isn't it somewhat different from lawyer referral?
Actually not. Lawyer referral will charge a limited fee. As far as somebody coming in for a consultation, everybody's practices are different.
Yeah.
I'm reluctant to say what mine is because my phones would be ringing off the hook.
Yeah, we don't want to do that, Jeff. We don't want your phone ringing off the hook. So.
Not while we're on the air.
Certainly not. I'll
mention I have a free consultation. 30 minutes.
Do you really?
Sure
wow.
Do.
Oh, you're great.
So all for right. Everybody who wants a free consultation tomorrow,
call me.
He's ready and willing and able 24/7, everybody. Let me tell you who's here. By the way, this is Your Legal Rights. I'm Chuck Finney. We're talking about legal ways to clean up a criminal record. In a few minutes, for those of you who are listening to us live, I'll give you our phone number so you can call in. My guests are both specialists in criminal law certified by the California Board of Legal Specialization of the State Bar, Jeff Hayden and Chris Morales. Chris has his office in San Francisco. Jeff has his office in Redwood City. And Jeff, who has been a great, great supporter of this program, is also the president-elect of the San Mateo County Bar Association. So it's nice to have both of you guys here on the program. Let's do this. Did you have any other comments to make with regard to a marijuana conviction, Chris?
For simple possession cases, the conviction and actually the arrest record should be sealed after 2 years.
Oh, it should be. Okay.
It should be. And so, but it doesn't always, you know, so every county is different. Mm-hmm. So if you have a simple marijuana case, in other words, not a marijuana for sale, not a possession for sale.
That could be a felony.
That could be a felony, yeah. But just simple possession, after 2 years, go to your local courthouse and make sure that indeed that conviction and the arrest record have been sealed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's turn to sex offenders, a misdemeanor conviction for a sex offender. Talk a bit about that, would you, Chris?
Sure. So misdemeanor convictions where you have to register as a sex offender or something like sexual battery, mm-hmm. all right? And you have to register for life under Penal Code Section 290. There's only one way to stop registering for life. And that is to, first of all, get that misdemeanor conviction expunged. Mm-hmm. So hopefully you have, as Jeff pointed out, you have finished your probation period without any hiccups. You've done everything really well. Then you get it expunged after normally 3 years probation. Then you have to wait another 4 years. You have to wait about 7 years after your conviction to apply for a certificate of rehabilitation. Mm-hmm. And this is really an underutilized tool by people for cleaning up their criminal records. So you apply for a certificate of rehabilitation in the county where you live, not in the county where the conviction was, in the county where you live. And that application for a certificate of rehabilitation will trigger a very extensive investigation by the local DAs. They will assign one of their investigators potentially to come to your house and to inspect your house. They may even talk to your neighbors. And they'll do an extensive investigation. Then they will write a report to the presiding criminal judge in the county where you live as to whether you are a good candidate for a certificate of rehabilitation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, and as Jeff also pointed out, this is probably – you can do it on your own, but this is probably a good motion or petition to hire an attorney.
Mm-hmm.
If the presiding criminal judge grants your certificate of rehabilitation, it's public acknowledgement that you have been rehabilitated, and that will – and if you have, let's say, a sexual battery case where you have to register for life as a sex registrant, that will then delete that requirement. Mm-hmm. And so it's really a powerful tool. You have to get the expungement and the certificate of rehabilitation in order to stop registering as a sex offender.
For those of you who are listening to this program live, I want to let you know, and I will repeat this again during the program, but Chris Morales will be making a presentation tomorrow. That's Thursday, November 13th at noon at the San Mateo County Law Library in Redwood City. And, of course, his presentation will be on how to clean up your criminal record. He'll talk about the various ways to clean a criminal record, including how to obtain a certificate of rehabilitation, the steps necessary to apply for a pardon to the governor. He'll talk about a lot of different things. And, Chris, will you tomorrow be taking questions from people who come to the library to talk with you or to listen to you?
I sure will. I'll make my presentation. I usually invite audience members just to interrupt me and ask questions along the way.
Good. All right. So I'll repeat this again in a few minutes, but I wanted to let you know, those of you who are listening to the program live right now, what's available tomorrow, Thursday, November 13th at noon. We've got just a few minutes left in the statewide version of the program. What about, Jeff, what about juvenile criminal records? What about that?
That's a little trickier because the law is going to change the first of the year. Up through the end of this year, if you have a juvenile record that does not include a serious felony, and there's a list of serious felonies for juveniles, it's a little different than the adult list. Mm-hmm. If you don't have one of those on your record, you could come back any time up to your 21st birthday and ask that your record be sealed. You actually get better results in juvenile court in the sense that it's a more complete sealing. It generates an order that all law enforcement agencies purge their records of any reference to that arrest. It never was a conviction to begin with. Mm-hmm. Even if you have a serious felony, as juvenile court defines them, you could still come back on several of them, move to reduce it to a misdemeanor. And then once it's reduced to a misdemeanor, it's not a serious felony anymore, so you could come back and ask the court to seal that record. What's changing on the first of the year is it's actually the first time in many years they've loosened up on this as opposed to going the other way. First, the bar to coming back to court after your 21st birthday is being purged. That will no longer be an issue.
Oh, really?
So for somebody who today can't go there, they're 23, they're 24, mm-hmm. they're just mm-hmm. realizing this is catching up with them, wait till after the first of the year, then come back.
So it's limitless after the first of the year.
There's no age limit after the
Wonderful.
First of the year.
Wonderful.
And the court would have to make a finding that it's in the interest of justice and that the welfare of the person who's a subject doesn't require that they keep that record, that they're better served with it. They're not in need of treatment or rehabilitation. And that's really all it takes. It's really a pretty easy standard because by the time you're that age, if you're not getting busted again and you really turn your life around, and almost everybody that goes through juvenile court, their success rate is in the neighborhood of 92 or 93%. Most young people that go through the juvenile court, they go through with one case or maybe a second. About 85% of them, they're done. The rest, they get it and they outgrow it. Mm-hmm. About 7% become my adult clients, and they're not going to benefit from this change in law anyway.
Okay. All right. What about people who may have been arrested? There have been no charges filed by the district attorney's office, but there is an arrest record. What do they do with that?
So that's a good question, Chuck. There is a petition to seal and destroy your arrest record if a judge you can file that petition. It's only granted if the judge finds that you are factually innocent. In other words, that there was no reason for the police to arrest you and it was all a huge mistake. So in my experience, it's very difficult to actually win that factual innocence and get your arrest record sealed and destroyed. And prosecutors usually fight very hard for the arrest record to stand, because they want to know in the future going forward if this person picks up another case what they're arrested for. So on the other hand, if somebody is arrested by the police, handcuffed and maybe taken to jail and booked, but the DA declines to press charges, then it's not really an arrest. It is officially a detention only, not an arrest. And you can go to court to get an official proclamation from the judge saying that this is not an arrest, this action. This was only a detention. And once you have that, then when you're filling out applications, they ask if you've ever been arrested. You can truthfully say, no, I was never arrested. I was detained, but never arrested.
I mean, the real issue here is that people who have been arrested, people who have misdemeanors, people who have felonies, if you don't do something to try to erase them, but to do some cleaning up, you have a problem getting perhaps a professional license, getting a job otherwise, and so all of these things are available. And frankly, I think the message that you both are giving to the listeners of this program is that probably if you are confronted with that, it's very wise to get a certified specialist in criminal law to help you, it would seem to me.
I think that makes a lot of sense. And in this age of the internet, where records are available so easily on the internet and
well, I think you told me before the program, LiveScan. You can get your records on LiveScan.
You can get your records on LiveScan. So because it's so easy to get somebody's record, why not spend some time and a little bit of money and clean it up as much as you can? It's absolutely worthwhile for employment reasons. If you want to join the military, if you want to have for family law reasons, there's a good reason to clean up your record, and really just for peace of mind. So there's lots of good reasons to do it. There's no good reason not to do it.
All right. It is 727 at 91.7, your local public radio station, KOW in San Francisco. This is Your Legal Rights. I want to encourage you, if you or someone close to you has had a conviction and would like to pose a question, make a comment, etc., the number is 1-415-841-4134. That's 1-415-841-4134. And what I want to do is let you know, I mentioned just a couple of minutes ago that Chris is going to be tomorrow, that's Thursday, November 13th at noon at the San Mateo County Law Library, which is in Redwood City. It's at 710 Hamilton Street in Redwood City, across the street from the Hall of Justice. This is a free presentation on how to clean up your criminal record. You can bring your sack lunch, by the way. And be able to eat and enjoy or learn. I don't know if you're going to enjoy it. You may enjoy it. Chris is a very good, does a lot of presentations. This is amazing. Look at the lines ringing on the phone here. In any event, if you want, again, it's tomorrow. You are invited. It's a free lecture at the San Mateo County Law Library at 710 Hamilton Street in Redwood City. Chris will make the presentation. He'll stick around if you have questions. The number for more information is 650-363-4913, 650-363-4913, and that is for tomorrow. Chris Morales, presentation at the San Mateo County Law Library. By the way, we'll get to all of you in just a minute, but I also want to mention to you, support for KLW is provided by the Bar Association of San Francisco. If you have a legal problem, you may need to talk to a lawyer. The San Francisco Bar Association's Lawyer Referral Service can arrange an appointment for you to meet with an attorney experienced in the area of law related to your situation. This applies both whether you're in San Francisco or Marin County. Marin County is something new that the San Francisco Bar Lawyer Referral Service is now serving. For a referral to a lawyer, call 415-989-1616, 415-989-1616. If you're in San Mateo County, the San Mateo County Bar Association also has a lawyer referral service. You can call your own at 650-369-4149, 650-369 4149. If you're in any other county in California, every county has a Bar Association lawyer referral service. Call your own during normal business hours. You should be able to get a human being on the other end of the line. Tell them what the problem is. They'll do their best to help you with line up somebody for a consultation for half an hour, and you'll pay, with some exception in California, but generally you'll pay somewhere around $25 to $35. And again, if you're looking for a certified specialist, I want to urge you to take down these numbers, 415-538-2100, 415-538-2100, or go to the internet for the CalBAR, www.calbar.ca.gov, and to the left of your screen, go to Legal Specialists. You'll find out in your geographic area who the certified specialists are in any one of the 11 specialties. All right, let's take a call right now from, and by the way, for those of you who have tuned in maybe a little bit late, this is Your Legal Rights. We're doing a program on legal ways to clean up a criminal record. My guests are specialists in criminal law certified by the California Board of Legal Specialization, Christopher Morales, who has an office in San Francisco, Jeff Hayden, who has an office in Redwood City, and Jeff is the president-elect of the San Mateo County Bar Association. Adam, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I had a quick question. I had a misdemeanor of shoplifting about 12 years ago, and I had gone through the process, and I also had requested the purging of the records. So what is the every time I think I still have to, if I ask if I've ever been convicted, I have to say yes. So what are the additional things that I can do now? I have never had an issue after that. That was the only issue in my life. So I think that the records have been purged, but can I get a certificate of rehabilitation, or what are the other steps I can...
What city do you live in, Adam?
Fremont, Alameda County.
Okay. Let me, by the way, also give you in Alameda County the Alameda County Bar Association Lawyer Referral Service. You might want to jot this down, because probably at this point you should... have a half an hour consultation with someone who's either who practices criminal law, or if you want to consider talking with a certified specialist in criminal law, that also would be very helpful. But here's the referral number for Alameda County, 510-302-2222, 510-302-2222. Don't go away. Stay on the line, if you would, Adam, and so I can get some comments for you. You want to start, Chris?
Adam, the only thing you can do is, and I'm not clear from your question whether you've done an expungement already, but once an expungement is granted, you can truthfully say that you were not convicted on an application.
Did you have an expungement, Adam?
Yes, I did.
You did.
That's all you can do at this point.
Okay. All right.
Sorry, certificate of rehabilitation does not apply for me.
No.
Okay.
And that's because you don't need one. For private sector purposes, you don't have a conviction anymore. It went away when it was expunged. It's still available to state licensing agencies. You should still disclose it if you apply for a license. You should still disclose it if you're dealing with law enforcement. But as a practical matter, it doesn't apply you to have to... reveal
and
that.
It is a misdemeanor. It is considered a misdemeanor. Is that what it is? Because that is what I believe that was I was convicted about.
How much money was involved? What was it worth, what you took?
It was not a grand jury thing. It was just about $100 or about less than, it's about $80 or something like that.
That would be a misdemeanor.
Yeah.
Okay. And it was actually, as a matter of fact, it was a matter of dispute of having returned the equipment, but it just went out of hand. That's all.
But I think what my guests are saying to you, Adam, since you're telling us that you have had an expungement,
right?
You now do not have to say that you've been convicted.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is good to hear.
Have you had a problem getting a job?
No, I have not had a problem getting a job, but actually, like I said, right now I'm doing fairly well, and I'm going and raising money for my company, and there will be a you know, a thorough review of all my records and all the officers of the company, and I do not know, and I have been saying, and I want to say that, no, there has not been a criminal record, and I want to make sure that I'm telling the truth.
You know, Adam, what I'd like to suggest to you, frankly, because this sounds like this is a very significant thing that you are going to be involved with, and I've been involved as a consumer advocate for many, many years. I've been a deputy DA. I'm volunteering now in San Mateo County, but I've been a deputy DA for about 30 years in San Mateo County. I think what you need to do, if I may suggest this to you, because this is very, very important to you for your future, I think you need to call either the number for the California Board of Legal Specialization, or go to the website and make an appointment with a certified specialist in criminal law, and make sure that you really feel comfortable and that you are accurate in terms of what you believe the situation to be. This, to me, it sounds like, is going to be a very significant role and future that you have in this position, and you want to make sure you're right.
Yes, that is exactly right, and I wanted to, and I just turned on the radio. I always, great program, by the way, I always
right.
listen to it.
Did you get the website? Did you get the website?
Could you repeat that?
Yeah, I sure will. Be ready to write, and here we go. www.calbar.ca.gov, and then on the left side of your screen, go to Legal Specialists. Mm-hmm. And that will, by geographic area, such as Alameda County, it will tell you who the certified specialists in criminal law are in Alameda County.
Okay.
And then you got to do some calling. Yeah.
Well, I will take care of that.
All right. Good luck to you, Adam. But this to me sounds like this is what you got to do. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Neil, welcome to Your Legal Rights. Neil, are you there? Oh, Neil dropped. All right, we're going to go with Charles. Charles, are you there?
Yes. Hi.
Hi, welcome to the program.
Thank you. So my question is, 30 years ago, I pleaded guilty to a DUI in another state under a ARD program, which was an accelerated rehab disposition program for first-time offenders, which offered either my record to be erased or expunged. I'm a little unsure about that. And I assumed that it was done automatically. I've been told in more recent years that program does do it automatically. I'm not sure about my case. But apparently after 9/11, the FBI started sharing old arrest records with Canada. And I guess a DUI is treated somewhat seriously at Canada if you go across the border. And so my question is, if I do feel myself going across the border, if it's my belief that my record was expunged, do I have to proclaim something at the time? And if I'm wrong, is there a mea culpa that I could say, well, I thought my record was expunged, you know? And my other fear is by stating something that is expunged, and I'm starting to resurrect something to the public record that, you know, I hopefully was, you know, embarrassingly buried before.
What do you go across the state lines for? What are you doing? What kind of work?
Well, I just want to visit. I might want to go visit, you know, Vancouver. You know,
I see. Okay.
And I've been reading publications or information about warnings about this happening more and more. People are getting caught in this kind of trap because these records going back 30 years from
well,
the FBI.
Let me do this, Charles. Let me just, number one, since obviously this goes back 30 years ago and you're still concerned about this, I want to let you know that the State Bar of California, with respect to this program, and it is the major funder of this program, does not permit my guests to give specific legal advice. When you ask a question, I generally ask my guests to give a more general answer to give you some direction. So in terms of what you're talking about here, I also agree or also believe that it would be sensible for you to meet with an attorney, whether either you do a lawyer referral through the county in where you live with an attorney who practices criminal law, or you call the California Board of Legal Specialization. So please understand that. But I'm going to ask, Jeff, do you want to make some comment to Charles on this?
Sure, and I'll keep it fairly brief.
Please.
First, the answer to whether you still have a conviction or not lies in the state where you had your conviction rather than in California. So none of us could really give you legal advice anyway. I will say, having had clients that have had to deal with getting to Canada, there are supportive things you can do just by being in contact with the consulate here before you go there. You may not need to, because depending on the program that you pled to, you may or may not have a conviction, and that's a function of the individual state in which you resolved your case.
Any comments you have, Chris?
No, I don't have anything to add to Jeff's answer.
Okay, good luck to you, Charles.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you very much for calling. All right. Again, I want to let those of you who are having difficulties and who will make time to go tomorrow, Thursday, November 13th, at noon to the San Mateo County Law Library in Redwood City, across the street from the Hall of Justice at 710 Hamilton Street in Redwood City. You'll have a chance to hear Chris Morales make a presentation on cleaning up your criminal record. Chris will stick around after he makes his presentation to answer questions. He'll also actually ask you for questions during the course of his presentation. You can take your lunch. It's a very nice place to go. The San Mateo County Law Library is very comfortable, and this is something that the library does every month, and Chris is going to be there tomorrow at noon. So I suggest, if you can, make arrangements to go down there tomorrow. If you want more information, you can call 650-363-4913, 650-363-4913, and get a little bit more information. The library probably is still open right now, but you can call in the morning if you need to get more information. Okay, let's take another call, and that's Jake. Welcome to Your Legal Rights. Jake, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
So I may have missed this already, but I was hoping your guest could speak to the Ban the Box campaign and how, as I understand, a lot of employers have no right to ask about previous convictions unless it's the kind of job where that's really relevant.
Well, now, you call it, what campaign do you call it?
So there's a nationwide campaign called Ban the Box.
Ban the Box. That's the box where you're supposed to put an X in it whether you've suffered a conviction or not. Is that right?
That's right.
Yeah.
And they're concerned with widespread reforms, trying to get people closer to where, you know, the city of Oakland, which only does background checks for jobs that have unsupervised contact with mm-hmm. finances or vulnerable populations.
Yes.
And doesn't even bring in the background check or other things for jobs where it's not relevant. And the Ban the Box campaign is also pushing very hard to make it clear that employers should only be asking about convictions late in the hiring stage, not right away on the application forms.
Well, let's get some comments on that. Do either of you have any comments for Jake on this?
There was some mileage to that Ban the Box campaign here in California, and there were some changes, I believe, that took effect the first of the year in 2014 that was enacted in 2013. I don't have the specifics. I know there are limits on what an employer can ask about previous arrests that did not result in convictions and about misdemeanors. That would probably be something that an employment lawyer would be better suited to tell you your specific case, what they can and can't ask you about. And it's always good to be versed on that before you go for the interview, rather than trying to find out what your remedies are after the fact.
What county are you in, Jake?
I'm in Alameda County.
Yeah. Did you get the phone number for lawyer referral for Alameda County?
I did. I was actually just calling in because I enjoy your show very much and have gotten a lot of benefit from the sessions you do for small businesses.
Yes.
And in my own work with small businesses, I'm often advising people to change their application forms so that they're not asking for information that they shouldn't have, and they're not opening to any kind of they're not allowing themselves to do any discrimination by not finding stuff out until it's actually relevant.
You might look to Assembly Bill 218, which was effective July 1st. That's actually the California application of the Ban the Box.
Mm-hmm.
And it talked about, I believe it limits local agencies as well and state agencies under Penal Code Section 432.9 and Labor Code 433. And if that helps give you some ideas where to look. But I think that that's
my direct question. My direct question for you guys is, in a case where if I'm applying to a job where I know I'm very confident that they have no business asking me about convictions, am I within my rights to leave it blank and to be very clear to them that you know?
I think Jake, my guests or Jeff is telling you, you really need to meet with an employment law attorney and really. Take the time, at the very least, to call lawyer referral, get a half an hour consultation with an attorney who represents workers in employment law cases and get the basis, the basic information there.
Fair enough.
Okay. Take care, Jake. Thanks very much for calling. All right. We still have a few more minutes. We have a number of people who want to talk with you. 1-415-841-4134. Mike, welcome to Your Legal Rights.
Yes. I've applied for senior housing a number of times. They always ask if I've been convicted of a felony, and I always say no because I was convicted of a misdemeanor back in 67 or 68. But I was wondering, does Jeff Adachi still have an Operation Clean Slate?
He does. He does. It's a great operation. Call the public defender's office. Only for a conviction that happened in San Francisco County, though. And,
right.
And Jeff's office will help you out. They have a terrific program.
Do you have the phone number for that?
I don't.
I'm sure you can get it through information, Mike.
Yeah, I guess I could try that. I just wanted to know senior housing always asks about when you fill out those applications. They always ask if you've been convicted of a felony, and they always put down no. But the case was dropped from a felony to a misdemeanor, and I was just wondering if does that show up on their investigation of me?
Actually, we talked about it, and Chris was saying earlier about how powerful that tool is under Section 17B. That doesn't only apply after you've been convicted, it applies at any point during your case. When they grant a 17B motion, it is as if the case was always a misdemeanor. It's fully retroactive.
So okay. That's something you need to do, Mike.
Yeah. All right, I'll talk to Jeff's office in the morning. Thank
you. Yeah,
you
need to do that. But go ahead, Chris.
So Chuck, I get these phone calls a lot where somebody was convicted a long time ago. They're not sure exactly what it was. And they're curious, and it keeps coming back to haunt them. You can get your own criminal record by going to a live scan business. They'll take your fingerprints. They'll send it to Sacramento to the Department of Justice and mail you the results. So if you don't recall exactly what you were convicted of, you can get that information from the Department of Justice through live scan.
Okay.
And then you can make efforts to clean it up.
Is that something on the Internet you can do? Live scan?
No, you have to go physically and give your fingerprints. And those fingerprints are sent to Sacramento.
How do you get in touch with live scan?
Oh, sure. You can just do 411 live scan. It's one word. It's not actually a word, but but that's the name of the business. And find a local office where you go in physically, give your fingerprints, tell them you want your record, and pay them some money, and your criminal record will magically appear in your mailbox 2 or 3 weeks later.
I presume you could also Google LiveScan to find out where your local office is.
Exactly, LiveScan.
Okay. You might want to do that, Mike, and good luck to you, okay?
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Again, I want to I think a very fine opportunity for people who have questions about their criminal records to have a chance to tomorrow at the San Mateo County Law Library, have a chance to hear Chris make a presentation. You have a chance then to talk with Chris during the course of his presentation. And so if you can make yourself available to go down to Redwood City to the San Mateo County Law Library. It's right across the street from the Hall of Justice at 710 Hamilton Street. It's at noon. Take your lunch. It's a great opportunity for people to get some basic information, and maybe you'll have some real success if you feel you have a problem. And again, if you want to get more information, remember it's tomorrow, Thursday, November 13th at noon, but the phone number there is 650-363-4913, 650-363-4913. All right, Cindy, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi there. This
is a question that might actually pertain to other people than just me, but going all the way back into the 1960s, early 70s, I was a juvenile, and I was picked up by the San Francisco police, taken to a station and put into the juvenile detention center. I was told that I had no rights at the time because I was a juvenile. And to my knowledge, I was never charged with anything. I asked why I was being, in essence, arrested, and I was told that what they told me was that I was in danger of leading a lewd and immoral life. I've subsequently looked this up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, California Welfare and Institution Code 601, which has subsequently been changed. So because it was being misused in this way to basically round up quote-unquote hippies in San Francisco and Berkeley and either detain them, deport them, harass them, whatever.
So you looked like a hippie, huh?
I did. Yes,
oh my gosh! Wow.
And in those days, that was the profiling was alive and well in those days.
Yeah, of course.
But anyway, I don't even know. I was told at the time. I think something. I never went before a judge. I never saw the inside of a courtroom. I don't know if I have a criminal record, but I have applied for a job that requires a high level of security clearance because it's with a public service agency that where I would need to have access to, a lot of information. So I'm going through an interview process where they will ask me, were you ever convicted?
When are you going for the interview, Cindy?
I don't know. They won't tell me.
Okay, you have applied for this job.
I have.
Okay. What recommendation, Chris, do you have for her at this point? This is a big deal that she's facing here.
So again, since we're not sure exactly what happened, you want to go send your fingerprints to Sacramento to the Department of Justice and have them compare those fingerprints to their database and see what comes up to see if you have a record or not. You may not. It's such an old case.
Yeah.
I mean, it may no longer be there, and then you're in the clear. But since this is bothering you and you have a big interview coming up,
mm-hmm.
why not settle it once and for all?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Send your fingerprints to Sacramento through LiveScan or go to your local sheriff's department. They usually have a fingerprint person there that can help you. And let's just see what your actual record is. And maybe there's nothing there and you have nothing to worry about. If there is something there, then you go to Plan B, and that's to try to clean it up or explain it at your interview.
You got
to
put this on your top priority list, Cindy.
But let me put your mind at ease. There is no conviction coming out of a juvenile court, even back then.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
As a matter of law, you've had no conviction.
Yeah.
The question is whether there's an arrest record of some kind.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
That's
right.
If they can ask me whether I've ever been arrested.
So, okay, Cindy, you've got to put that on the top of your priority list.
How long does it take to get the results back? Because, again, they won't tell me when the interviews might take place, so I'm wondering if this is...
How long does LiveScan take?
It can take up to 6 weeks to get your records out of Sacramento. Mm-hmm. Can I give you a phone number? Maybe there's a way to expedite things.
Okay.
This is for the Department of Justice Record Review Unit up in Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
Their direct line is 916-227-3835.
There was some mention, I think, at the time of, if nothing happens, the record will be sealed. I didn't do anything to seal any record, so I don't know what that,
Well, you got to give that. Did you get down that number?
I did.
Okay, Cindy.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
All right.
Thanks for calling. All right. Mm-hmm. Neil, welcome to the program.
Yeah. Hi, guys. Thank you. In 1973, I pled guilty to an armed robbery charge. My lawyer was a very clever guy, and he got the judge to agree that prior to sentencing, he would send us, two of us, me and my buddy, up to Vacaville, to California Medical Facility of Vacaville, for a 90-day observation. They call it a Z number. And that the judge stipulated that he would be bound by the recommendation of the psychiatric staff up there when it came to sentencing. So the counselors up there recommended no prison time, only jail time. So I served a few months in county jail, and then I was actually then transferred out to work furlough. So I never served state prison time other than this 90-day observation. So I would like to know, am I eligible for expungement?
You should be, Neil, since you didn't go to state prison. But again, I find that with these old convictions, folks don't always exactly remember what they were convicted of. And you may have been charged with armed robbery, but you may have pled guilty to something else. So again, get your complete record from Sacramento, and that'll have the case number there, and that'll get you started. You can go to the county where you were convicted and apply for an expungement, and then go the next step, get a certificate of rehabilitation, which we've talked about already. What I didn't mention was the certificate of rehabilitation also acts as a application for a pardon from the governor.
Mm-hmm.
And so the governors in the past have only granted pardons for very old convictions, sort of like what you have right now. The last three callers, including you, have had issues in the 60s and 70s. And that's exactly what the governor is looking for when granting a pardon. If somebody has an old conviction and then stayed out of trouble for 30 or 40 years, then you're a good candidate for a pardon from the governor.
And so who do I contact in Sacramento to get my record?
You can go to LiveScan. Jeff Hayden just gave the phone number out again. He'll do it again right now.
Let me get the number. You want the number?
It's called LiveScan.
LiveScan is the company that will take your fingerprints and send it to the Department of Justice, and then they will send you the record in the mail.
Okay.
And Neil, here's the direct number that Jeff Hayden gave just a few minutes ago for the Department of Justice, 916-227-3835. 916-227-3835. Good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, take care.
Okay, bye.
Take care. I think we've just about come to the end of the program, but Joe, welcome to the program. Do you have a very fast either comment or question?
Question. If you use this live scan, are you putting yourself in danger of having your information go out on those for-profit websites as well?
Oh, very good. Very good question, Joe.
That's an excellent question.
Thank you.
No. They will just send your fingerprints to Sacramento, and then you'll get the results back in the mail. You can also, if you're skeptical about LiveScan or a private company, usually the sheriff's department in your local county also has something like that, where they'll take your fingerprints, and then they'll take care of it there if you feel more comfortable with having a government agency deal with all that.
Well, I want to thank you both very much for joining us on the program. My guests have been certified specialists in criminal law by the California Board of Legal Specialization, Christopher Morales and Jeff Hayden. Thank you both very much. The website, in case you're looking for a certified specialist, is www.calbar.ca.gov, and then go to the left of your screen for legal specialists. Next week, we're going to do a program on landlord-tenant and real estate questions. My guests will be people who you've heard before, James Coy Driscoll and Mark Seidenfeld. It's also going to be a Call a Lawyer night for exclusively landlord-tenant and real estate questions. So I'd like you to join us if you have a question for either on the air or off the air. Off the air, it's 1-800-525-9917 for Call a Lawyer Night. That's 1-800-525-9917. I thank you very much for joining us on Your Legal Rights. I'm Chuck Finney.